This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good afternoon. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office is searching for 22-year-old Weston Riley, who is wanted for firing rounds from a handgun and a rifle at his mother's property in Covelo yesterday afternoon. It was 2 a.m. that morning when Riley went to his mother's property, which was under the supervision of a caretaker. Riley demanded a vehicle he felt was his, but the caretaker refused and Riley left. He would return around 3 o'clock in the afternoon demanding for the vehicle again, but again the caretaker refused and Weston escalated the situation. The caretaker called two male friends to come defuse the situation, and Riley produced a handgun, firing 2 rounds at the men. Riley then fled and later came back with a rifle and fired 2 rounds at the men as they were fleeing the area. The men were unharmed and no other injuries were reported. Riley fled the area before deputies arrived and he is considered armed and dangerous. Anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. Around 1:30 this morning, an officer with the Eureka Police Department was on patrol in the area of West 3rd Street when he came across a man carrying a box of stolen merchandise out of the shattered glass door of a business in the 100 block. The officer contacted the suspect, who was later identified as 44-year-old Kevin Simpson, and no additional suspects were located in and around the store. Simpson was arrested and booked into county jail on various charges. On Tuesday, members of the Humboldt County Drug Enforcement Unit, along with state and federal agencies, served a search warrant at a parcel of property in the High and Palm area just west of the Trinity County line, following an allegation of illegal marijuana cultivation. The property had no application for a building and planning permit, and upon arrival, several people were located on scene running from the greenhouses and into the brush. 7 outdoor grow sites were located, along with evidence of environmental violations and water diversion, to go along with numerous violations relating to having no permit. In total, law enforcement eradicated close to 5,500 marijuana plants. No arrests were made, and the investigation is ongoing. A structure fire began around 5 o'clock yesterday morning at the Royal Crest Mobile Estates off of Imperial Lane. Lolita and Rio Del fire personnel responded to the scene, and a woman was located inside of her home. She was pronounced dead at the scene. The cause of the fire remains under investigation, and the victim was identified as 76-year-old Martha Ann Roberson. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office has issued a warning to residents regarding a phone scam that has been reoccurring in the area. A male caller will impersonate a member of the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office and will tell you that you missed jury duty and a warrant has been issued for your arrest. The caller will then instruct you to meet with a third party at the Sheriff's Office building in Eureka. Residents are reminded that the Sheriff's Office and other law enforcement agencies do not make phone calls of this nature, and if you experience that type of phone call, you are encouraged to contact law enforcement. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Dan Squire has state news.
Supporters of a proposal to overturn the recently passed Senate Bill 1, the gas tax measure that will raise the sales taxes on gasoline and diesel, have about 150 days to gather 365,000 signatures to get the measure on the 2018 ballot. The repeal effort is being spurred by Republican State Assembly member and candidate for governor Travis Allen. He and supporters of the measure's repeal say the new law lacks the oversight to ensure the revenue is spent on road and transportation projects. Senate Bill 1 was signed into law by Governor Brown in April.
Thank you, Dan. It was just before 6 o'clock yesterday evening that CAL FIRE responded to a wildfire near Big Lagoon at the east side of Highway 101. An air tanker was called in and dropped on the blaze, and then helicopters and ground crews were called in to finish off the fire. Mutual aid from Arcata, Eureka, and 2 camp crews from Alder Creek were dispatched as well. Homeowners in the state who are 62 years of age or older and who suffer from a disability could be eligible to postpone their property tax payments if they meet a set of criteria set out in Sacramento in the property tax program. The state controller's office has issued the criteria the homeowners must meet to be eligible. They must have at least 40% equity in the property, have household income less than $35,000 per year, among other requirements. Applications are considered on a first-come, first-served basis. And for more details, you can visit the controller's website. And that's the news on this Wednesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.